and move ahead, then the market may make another move up. But there's not much money flowing into the market, so I question the sustainability of the move in the S&P continuing much longer. It's like the difference between a small creek or a raging river, and right now it's just a small creek of money running into the market that's causing it to move up. Also, something called the relative strength, which is at a red line stage, if you will, meaning that the market has moved far and fast in a short period of time, and often a sign of an impending pullback. The market's always looking at data that comes out most every week, and generally the pundits predict what they think these numbers will be, like what the unemployment level will be, what the consumer sentiment will be, some measure of purchasing activity. Generally, the market responds, and then how it works is that if the number comes out the same as the guesses, then the market may do nothing. If the numbers come out better than guessed or worse than guessed, then the market might move. When the number is good, even if it's very good, if it matches the estimate, it generally doesn't move the market. So January durable goods were less than expected. Durable goods are things like appliances, cars, and heavy machinery and planes. And consumer confidence was up. And Bernanke was out talking about gas prices and how that's likely to drive up inflation, which is fairly clear because of our money printing efforts. And during the week, Apple was again worth $500 billion. And they'll have their new iPad on March 7th. There's only 5 companies that have ever been larger at times. And there's 19 countries whose total economic output is as much as Apple's is. And for our listeners who sometimes run out of money before they run out of month, it's gotten a little harder in February because there's been one more day to deal with.
Steve, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you.
I can be reached by looking up Steve in Incline Village. People can find my website there and sign up for my free newsletter or a free portfolio review.
Thank you, Steve. Great information. Once again, you can find Steve online at steveossie.com. All right, so much for the market. We'll be back with more on Broadview. Stay with us.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Cherries, grapes, berries, melons, ringing bells, Lucky 7, Hobie's Casino, Hobie's Casino.
The boys of summer are coming. The aces are getting ready to hit the field. And Hobie's Casino is giving away 9 pair of VIP suite tickets for opening day, April 5th. Enjoy the game in first-class style with a great suite seats, food, and beverages. Come into Hobie's and earn drawing tickets by playing your favorite slots and video poker games. Or dine in the Sun Valley Steakhouse on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You could be one of 18 baseball fans enjoying the game in a luxury suite opening day. Drawing is Saturday, March 31st. 25 winners take home aces jerseys, t-shirts, hats, dinner at the Sun Valley Steakhouse, free slot play. Plus, 9 grand prize winners get a pair of suite tickets for opening day. Only at Hobie's Casino, 5195 Sun Valley Boulevard. Only 3 minutes from downtown Reno. Take 395 to the Clear Acre exit.
Hobie's Casino, you're on a roll. Hobie's Casino, you're on a roll.
Right now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint starts at a new lower price of $29.38 a gallon. Its lowest price ever. It's paint and primer in one, so it takes fewer coats and less time to cover any old color with any new color. It's the perfect time to break out the rollers because Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint now starts at just $29.38. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Cartledge, Cartledge & Company is the longest-running privately-owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. You know, one thing, JP, we didn't get to talk about in our last segment with politics was the 10 states they're going to vote on Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday, this week. You want me to list the states?
I got them right here.
Oh, do you? Good.
I do, by golly. Ohio, they're saying, is the second largest delegate prize to be had. Who do you think is going to win Ohio? You think it's going to be Mitt Romney? Santorum.
Santorum's not doing well there, is what I heard.
No, I know it. He's not. Only Georgia, and it's 76 delegates. Oh, I guess Georgia's larger?
Georgia's,
is that what they're saying? They're the largest? So yeah, Ohio is the second
something
largest.
Something odd about that.
That's weird.
Georgia
yeah.
has extra delegates for some reason. I can't remember why. And I've been gone for a week. I was going to read up why, and I can't remember why.
The only state on the ballot rightfully described as a swing state is Virginia. Virginia's right. swing state. How do they figure that?
Let's not forget, if Gingrich doesn't win Georgia, he's out. He's counting on that. That's his whole thing.
Well, he's going to be out anyway, isn't he? I mean, he can't
state.
Win one and then move on. I mean, it's just going to cost him more money.
They just figure if he doesn't win his home state, he's gone.
You would think that.
Although, what is a home state? We've talked about this before. Gingrich lives in Virginia, Santorum lives in Virginia, but they call their home states Pennsylvania and Georgia.
Why is that?
Yeah, why is that? Because they used to live there. You know, they're no longer, they're Virginia insiders now. Still trying to look like outsiders, and Romney's really the only outsider left.
Still trying to win. Okay, Massachusetts, number 10.
You got a call there.
We got a call from John in Reno, has a comment.
It's probably about your...
It probably is. Get ready, okay? Hey, John. How are you? John from Reno?
Hi, fellas. How you doing this afternoon?
We're doing really good. How are you today?
Well, I'm listening. And
You Rush Limbaugh fan?
I had to jump on.
Jump on. Let's hear what you have to say about it.
Social Security is flush. If it never took in another dime until 2128, it'll never go broke because it's funded by taxes. And I still can't see why anyone in 2012 is interested in Lush Rambo. He's martyr's relics. He's obsolete.
Bombastic. Bombastic, right?
And lastly, having a comprehensive and preventative health insurance plan that doesn't have birth control in it is like buying a Cadillac with roll-up windows.
Gosh, you're so right, John.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much for that. All right, John from Reno, see? See, he gets it. He gets it.
He does not get it.
Yes, he does get it. Although, I don't know. I mean, you do have to have... I'll tell you, we were talking earlier. I was talking with Amy about it. And many of us girls from my generation took birth control, not just because we were having sex, but because there was a lot of female problems. I don't know if there's a water or what, but we were all having a lot of female problems. And a lot of us took birth control pills to regulate... Our aunt.
That's irrelevant. Go ahead. Have birth control, but don't make the taxpayers pay for
it. Well, I know, but that's... Rush Limbaugh went about it in a wrong way. So we'll just see what happens to Rush. Anyway, thank you, John, for your comment on that. But now we're talking about Super Tuesday coming up and the 10 states left. Massachusetts, Romney, of course, hopes that he wins his home state. And then there's Vermont, the Green Mountain State. Went heavily for Romney in 2008 when he ran for president. Alaska, sparsely populated, distant caucus state, genuine toss-up, they're saying, for Alaska. For Romney or woohoo, Santorum? Yeah. I guess he has, Santorum has support for the bridge to nowhere. Okay, probably not going to win that state. Virginia, which they're saying is the swing state. North Dakota. Now, Romney visited Fargo on Thursday.
Here's the thing. Alaska, you know, is it's listed as one of the caucus states for Tuesday.
Right.
But it's 2 weeks long, so they're not going to have results from there till 2 weeks from now.
Why would that be?
Because it's such a rural,
it takes that
widespread
long
state.
To count them all. Yeah. Anyway, Romney visited North Dakota. He believes he solidified that. Second most important caucus state, he says. Romney, Santorum, and Paul have all been to the state in recent days. Yeah, they're all over. So we'll see about that. Then there's Idaho, the most competitive of the three caucus states. They vote Tuesday. It's pretty friendly territory for Romney, they're saying. Do you agree with that?
Oh, because of the Mormon connection?
Yeah, quarter of the state's residents are Mormon there.
Okay, so he's got that one.
So he's probably got that one. Oklahoma, the sooner than later state. they're saying Santorum's going to win that. In Oklahoma.
Yeah, I can see that because they're very socially conservative there. You know, but you notice how Romney's kind of just pulling in the delegates?
Yeah.
And like I said to you weeks ago, I said, they're trying to promote this as a close contest, but I don't see anybody beating Romney at this point.
I know, but don't you think that the reason that the delegates are now on him is because he's the only one that really has any chance at all of winning over Obama?
He's got the organization and the money. He's got twice as many delegates as the second place guy, which is Santorum now.
So pretty soon they're all going to be jumping on it. I mean, that's the way it goes. Tennessee, If you want a sleeper pick, they're saying it'll be the most interesting race there in Tennessee. It's the volunteer state. And Santorum is up, he's up early, but then Gingrich could give him a run for his money in Tennessee.
Huh.
If they split the conservative.
I wonder why Tennessee's going for Gingrich, because he's a southerner?
He's the conservative. Who's the most conservative? And Tennessee likes to be very conservative.
I can't even answer that question with these four guys. Can you? Who is the most conservative? I don't know. I guess you'd have to say...
I would say Gingrich.
I'd have to guess you'd have to say Ron Paul's the most conservative, but he's got some areas where he's just totally out of line with the rest of the Republican Party.
Yeah, totally, with some of his social issues.
And
a little bit out of
foreign policy issues.
Yeah, and foreign policy, again. We'll be doing more mosques, fixing the mosques. And then there's Georgia. Georgia, the big one, and Ohio. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Does your little prognosis there say Gingrich has Georgia wrapped up?
It says in the Georgia state, Gingrich first rose to power in that part of the country. He's probably the most popular. But if he can't make it there, just like in New York, he can't make it anywhere. But he does face some competition from Santorum there, so that could split the vote there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the end of Gingrich, like I said.
That would be, yeah.
If you can't win the one you call your home state.
Well, they say that, but... Is everybody claiming their home states? No, you just talked about a little bit earlier.
I know, the whole home state thing. And why'd they call Michigan Romney's home state? Now they're calling Massachusetts his home state.
Michigan's my home state, but did I ever vote there or ever do anything there? No.
Neither did Romney.
School, and that's about it, you know. So I wouldn't call it really that. Call it my birth state. I think your home state is where you represent and where you live.
And how about the state where you were the governor? Isn't that Romney's home state?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, be pretty interesting. Anyway, Super Tuesday coming up. 10 states are going to vote, and then we'll know more by after that. We'll be able to talk about it next Saturday right here on Broadview. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back. Hopefully, we've got Benice coming. If not, well, I'm going to slap him hard. Slap him hard. But we will be right back.
Panama Show, live, local, and fun. Weekdays 10 to 1 on 1270 The Buzz.
Hi, this is Diane from Reverse Aging on Wells Avenue. I've been teaching people and doctors how to cleanse with true infrared saunas, alkaline water, and pure nutritional products for 11 years. I have a live radio show here on 1270 The Buzz at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings. Tune in Sunday at 10 and see what's happening in the cleansology world. Call in to win some super cool giveaways. Reverse Aging Cleansology Show. We will have amazing top-notch health guests such as naturopathic doctors, raw foodies, and people into cleansing as guests. We will be announcing amazing events and giving away free gifts. It could change your destiny too. Tune in Sundays at 10 a.m. on The Buzz or stop in for more info at Reverse Aging Spa on Wells. Our holistic shop will impress even the green snobs. We at Reverse Aging sell everything for less than everyone else online. Check us out, reverseagingnaturally.com. See you Sundays at 10 a.m.
Tune into Channel My 21 on Sunday, March 11th from 4 to 8 p.m. for the third annual SPCA of Northern Nevada's Pledges for Pets to benefit at-risk animals in our community. During this four-hour extravaganza, meet many dogs and cats looking for a new forever home and find out how you can support the SPCA of Northern Nevada. That's Pledges for Pets on Sunday, March 11th from 4 to 8 on Channel My 21.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Ronnie Benici's here. Oh, Amy's down there letting him in. Let me get my lipstick. Hold on a minute. I'm going to get myself together here, JP.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, stop it. My heart is pounding.
I see JP wants to borrow that lipstick.
Here, have some. Hurry up, quick. The dancers are coming. One more thing, though, before we do get to Benice, who is performing at the El Dorado and flamenco guitarist extraordinaire, which we can't wait till he gets up here. Apple. Have you heard this? Apple hasn't confirmed the name or specifications of their new product, but Apple watchers are convinced that the new product coming out in March, which everybody's talking about, is going to be the new tablet and it's going to be smarter, faster, better than anything we have ever seen. Sporting everything from 4G wireless connectivity to an 8 megapixel camera, which will make for a faster quad-core processor even. Unbelievable. Even Apple fans need to be asking themselves, though, is it worth $499?
So will it be?
Which is what it's going to be costing.
Will it have be a phone also or not? Are they never going to do that?
They're not saying. Well, I think, it will be. It's going to be the iPhone included in it. I mean, can you? It's like carrying around a boombox now. Hey, somebody's calling me. Let me throw this down. But it's going to be released in March. They're saying the changes are nice, but seems more incremental rather than really breakthrough now. In other words, the iPad 3 is to the iPad 2, with the iPhone 4 is to the iPhone 4S. Interesting new product, but not exactly a next generation one. And therein lies the problem. Since 2010, Apple has sold over 55 million iPad tablets. The company has consistently met already high expectations and surprise, and everybody has always been delighted. So that's happening in March. Oh, there he is. Look, his hair is all wet. Get him in here, Amy. Get him in here. Amy. There he is. Look at him. Ooh, Benici. Oh, his hair is all wet. He just got out of the shower.
I thought we were having some female.
Oh, Benicis. My gosh. JP's having a heart. Hi, Benici. How are you? I'm good. Sit down. Your hair's all wet. Did you just get out of the shower?
Almost.
Get in there. Get in that microphone right there. Ronnie Benici. How's it pronounced, really?
Benesse.
Benesse. What nationality is that? Did you make it up? Or?
I think I could make up something better and easier to remember.
No, it's a beautiful name.
It's actually Czech.
Czech. You didn't bring your guitar.
I didn't. We brought some music, though.
Did you bring your dancers?
No.
What's happening here now?
No.
It's Saturday. Did you guys just get up?
Saturday. We have two shows today. So.
You just got up?
No.
You don't do that anymore, huh? Performing at the El Dorado. Have they extended your stay now? I mean, they are raving about your show.
It's really a great theater. It's a perfect venue to see this show.
Oh, it
it's
is.
A beautiful theater.
Beautiful theater. Seats about 500, huh?
650.
Just cram them in there.
Yeah.
And you're full every night, aren't you?
It's been a really good run.
So how many performances? You have Thursday, Friday?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day except Monday.
Shut up. You're performing every day
and
except
two on
Monday?
Saturday.
My gosh, they must be paying you $1 million.
Almost.
Almost. Oh, good. How many dancers in the show?
I wish you were my agent.
I know it, huh? Maybe I will be after today. How many dancers in the show?
We have 7 dancers, 5 females, 2 males.
I hear they're just gorgeous. Now, I was supposed to come Thursday. And we've had that flu thing going through, working during the week. And I didn't want to bring anything. My sweetie was kind of feeling kind of ooky. So I said, well, we don't want to be spreading nothing around over there. But I wanted to come, and I am going to come.
Anytime.
Everybody is talking about the show, that it's just phenomenal. I wanted to talk a little bit about, get the music ready. Oh, you're on it, Sean. Listen to that.
Yeah. Sean is on the ball.
Oh, gosh.
Let me see your left hand.
See his left hand?
Why don't you have long fingernails?
They're big fingers.
No, the music is in traditional flamenco. It's a fusion of styles.
Play it behind us, will you, Sean, so we can still talk.
More of a nouveau flamenco.
I worked with a classical guitarist, and he had really long fingernails on one hand.
Well, some of them do, because they use them instead of a pick,
exactly.
Like click, 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 click,
click. So, yeah.
But he's a modern guy. Look how young he is. You're from L.A., aren't you, Ronnie?
We're the whole troupe is based out of Los Angeles, but really it's an international cast. We have members from Brazil, from Canada.
Wow.